Hey there, Patriots fans, and thanks for watching Game Day Live. I'm Miranda Mason, and I'm hanging out with Brandon Bolden in the tunnels of Gillette Stadium. Brandon, thanks so much for stopping by and hanging out with us. How you doing?
Oh, no problem. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm good. Now, with LeGarrette Blount out, how does your role change, or does it change?
You have to leave it up to the coaches right now, you know, just kind of stepping in, filling in what I can, special teams and offense. So it's just kind of pulling double duty, but you know, I'm handling it pretty well.
Earlier this week, we found out that the Patriots clinched the AFC East. However, it seems like the players were the last one to find out that you guys didn't realize it until you got into meetings with coach. But how nice is it to have that under your belt?
It's just one thing down, but the main focus right now is getting past Tennessee. There's a real good defense, and it's a great team, and that's the next obstacle. So, I mean, it's great that we clinched it, but we still have a lot of work to do.
Is that why you can come in to practice and have no idea that you guys are the champs of the AFC East? You're just focused elsewhere?
Yeah, it's just focused on the next game ahead. The playoffs, they'll come when they'll come, but like I said, we have Tennessee to worry about now.
All right, well, as you're looking forward to Tennessee, a question I like to ask is, do you have any pregame rituals, something you have to do to feel right before every game, maybe the night before a game, anything like that? Are you superstitious?
I'm kind of superstitious. Most thing I do is, like, everything has to go right to left for me. I'm left-handed, so I like to finish my left side last. So everything right to left, from shoes to putting on my pants to even putting on a shirt, everything's right to left.
Have you seen any teammates that have really interesting pregame rituals or anything like that?
I've seen a few. I'm not going to say any names, but I've seen guys, like, kind of model out their entire pants, shoulder pads, helmet. Everything is laid out as if it was on a dummy before a game. So I've had my share of kind of superstitious things to see.
All right, Brandon. Well, we're wishing you the best of luck on Sunday, and I know you're a busy guy. You got to head back to the locker room, so thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
All right, guys, a couple of other things to be on the lookout for. Of course, like we've already mentioned, another main storyline going into this week is injuries. LeGarrette Blount has been placed on injured reserve, but so has Dominique Easley, and there are also lots of new faces in Foxborough that are going to be asked to step up against a Tennessee team led by rookie quarterback Marcus Mariota. They've only won 3 games this season, but Mariota is mobile and he is a threat to the Patriots run defense. So we'll have to see how it shakes out on Sunday. Until then, I'm Miranda Mason with Game Day Live.